launch day, unicorns. Today I am launching for Black Friday. So you'll be listening to this in the future. It's Black Friday launch day today. And this is also the 27th episode, which if you don't know, 27 is my lucky duck number. It's, you know, I was born September 27th. Hello, Libra land. So 27's always kind of been my fucking jam. So this is the 27th episode. And today I want to drop some fucking heat for you. Something really fucking cool. I'm going to give you some insight into live launching. You may have noticed that the title of this episode is Like a River. I'm a big believer in rituals. I like to do shit the way that I like to do shit, and I like to do it that way every time, you know? It's the thing. And that helps me to refine. It helps me to get in a flow pattern. It's something that I learned, like, very young as a gymnast, is that, you know, before you get up to compete, you do a certain thing, right? You have your rituals set. You have it all set in your head because you're creating muscle memory, because you're getting your brain engaged into flow pattern before you set out, all right? So, like, right now, I'm jumping onto a podcast with you guys right before I go live. So that it can kind of pump me up a little, get me in the fucking zone, make me feel all the things. But really, the first thing that I do on launch day is dance party. Dance party, that's what I do. And specifically, as Penny says, I go with Bishop Briggs River. This is my jam. And because Galen Hooks is a fucking master of choreography, she does this really great set that is a heel set. And I like to dance, guys. I'm a big dancer and not as much as I used to be. but it is something that comes back around for me. It's something I really enjoy. I was never like overly good at it in the competitive sense. I didn't really like the girl drama, go figure, right? But I do really enjoy it. It's something that I like. And so it's, you know, if I'm going to work out, like that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go take some fucking heels classes and do the things, right? So this song like gets in my soul specifically because of her choreography. Like this bitch fucking drops the heat. Like I love this piece. And so I get to sit down and watch it before. I always watch it right before I go onto my lives for my launches because it fucking pumps me the fuck up. And I really like synergy. I like overlapping concepts. I like things that fucking make sense. Like when I was, you know, competing in cocktail competitions, I'd like to really think about things on multiple layers. Like it makes me feel, I don't know, alive. Like inside jokes are like, you know, I would name cocktails like in a very smart way. It was never just like razzmatazz or like whatever the rest of the fucking basic bitch bartenders were doing. Like I always had a reason for the name, that was like really pointed for me and personal, because I like to incorporate that in everything that I do. That's that true self portion, right? Is that anybody can make a great cocktail. Lots of people make amazing fucking cocktails, but the competition really comes down to thinking about it on multiple layers and not just being so fucking basic, right? So my cocktails would have like these kind of intrinsic layered up stories. I won the International Di Serono Mixing Star a couple of years back in Sicily. And I made a drink for that called the Donatelli Sour. And Donatelli is my mother's, my grandmother's maiden name. Okay. So my grandmother's maiden name is Donatelli. And we kind of have this like thing, obviously extremely Italian, right? We kind of had this thing that goes on in our life about the Verdugo papers. And there's some story, and I have it all convoluted and twisted as a kid, right? Like in your head, it gets all jumbled up and fucked off. But over the generations, but there's something to be said about like my great grandmother, like, you know, marrying a Spanish prince and like all of this shit, but she ran away to America instead. And like, you know, some fucking story. But the whole thing is that the Verdugo papers are her claim to this piece of the Spanish throne. So there's supposed to be this like, you know, pile of money, some dowry pile of money, like locked away in a hallway somewhere for us. Right. And this caused a lot of like, I mean, it sounds absurd, but it caused quite a few like scuffles in our family because my great aunt thought that my grandmother was like hiding these papers from her or some bullshit, right? Like it was like this family feud kind of thing over absolutely nothing, right? Bitches being bitches. I told you, women are bitches. And so the Verdugo papers turned into this like big big gnarly thing. But for this brand, like for Di Serono, like they have, it's amaretto, if you don't know, it's amaretto. So, and it has this like almond flavor, and there was these cookies that my grandmother, used to make, or I don't think she didn't make them. They were like a package, right? And they were like at her house. And so there's these like amaretto flavored cookies, which my mom totally loves and I think are absolutely disgusting. But this brand reminded me of my grandmother, because of this flavor, because of this context, right? Like that's what I associate with her, is this amaretto flavor. And so I tied this whole neat little story up with a bow, about how this cocktail was, you know, paying homage to my family line. And then, you know, the competition was in Sicily. So I kind of got to play on my Italian heritage to, you know, nod to the brand. And, you know, I won the international cocktail competition. It was bomb. It was dope. Like they flew me first class, to Sicily. I stayed in Italy for a couple weeks and had an amazing fucking time. Like, and it was so cool. I ended up taking this really amazing, food science seminar that really opened a lot of doors for me in, just like my psyche of that there could be so much more. And all of the psychology around flavor and food development, it's so crazy because obviously that's relevant to the food and beverage industry, but it actually becomes so relevant in the coaching industry because it's all about the way that you think and the way that you perceive and, you know, the way that what we like and what we don't like and what sets our souls on fire. Like, why is it that some people love Brussels sprouts and other people hate them? Like, sometimes that's environmental, right? Where like, you know, your mom made you eat them and you fucking remember that horrible night sitting at the dinner table for 8 hours after everybody else was done, right? Forcing these fucking nasty things down your throat. And then, you know, other people have like this, you know, it has no effect on them and they don't care about Brussels sprouts. It doesn't even fucking matter. So all of those pieces play into how we perceive, how we behave, how we think it and feel, and how we coach and how we pitch and launch. Our sensory, our feelings that we feel inside of us reflect our outside world. And rather than being impacted by the outside world and saying, this is happening to me, right? I've chosen to kind of adopt this concept that life is happening for us, not to us, right? And so I like to feel the feelings and then the things happen, right? Because if I'm waiting for something good to happen in order for me to feel good, like I might wait forever, but if I choose to feel good, then good things happen. Same thing, right? So in launching, it's this apprehension. It's this like step up to the plate. It's, you know, being a gymnast and, you know, getting up to go compete at the big meet and, you know, being a little nervous before game day, right? Like having that feeling of competition, of really needing to be aligned to perform at your best. I call this opportunistic poise. And this is the vibe, like one of the things that I coach in group building, here's your unicorn hack of the day. One of the things that I build into my groups is that I ask every single person that comes through when they're building a group and they want to monetize it and do all the things. I said, what is the one word, you know, what is that word for you, for your vibe, like for how you feel, for how you want to feel every day? That's the vibe that we put into our group. And so mine is opportunistic poise. So everything that I do in my business has that. Right. And it's not about being professional and fucking pink, white, and taupe and none of that shit. Right. It's who I am. When I step up to the plate, that is how I feel. I feel aligned. I'm in flow pattern. I feel opportunistic poise. And that's actually the word that I see when I look at the profile picture that I've chosen for all of my stuff. Right. Like for all of my bios, all of my, my personal profile, anything that I submit to media, I use this image of me and my fiance, where I feel like when I look back at myself, I see opportunistic poise. And everyone kind of has a fit with me because I like, does he have to be in the picture? Like, blah, blah, blah. Yes, he does. You know why? Because he's part of my fucking alignment. And if you don't like it, fuck off. Like, I don't care about that. Like, this isn't the Nicole show. Like, this is about a feeling that is cultivated, that was cultivated in that moment. And it just so happens that we were actually in Italy when that picture was taken, on a completely separate trip, but it aligns with all of those pieces, right? That feeling and that thing of winning. Cause like with with him, I feel like I'm winning. Like, I feel like I've won the motherfucking, like, I mean, fuck the lotto. I don't even care about money. We can make more money. It's like, I feel like I won the game, right? Like, I feel like I won life. And that winning, that opportunistic poise, it oozes out of that image. And I love that. I love looking at it. I love seeing that look on my face where I know that I've won. And that alignment is so fucking important in your business. Like, you get to love it. You get to love your launch rituals. You get to love showing up every day. You get to love looking at your fucking profile picture. You're supposed to love it. If you don't, you're doing it wrong. And it's supposed to feel good, right? Because I want to feel good first so that good things happen. And so when I get ready for launches, that's what I do. Like, I got up this morning, dance party in the shower, all the things, getting into the flow, getting into the vibe, coming on here, doing a podcast, rolling off the tongue so that my voice gets warmed up a little bit. If you notice, I'm kind of sipping on some water here today. It's a little early, you know, kind of getting the vocal cords up and running, building in the lung capacity and getting those jitters out, right? Getting those fast talking jitters out because I have a fucking fire launch to deliver today. Like, seriously, next level. I'm going to be talking about how I closed $150,000 in the DMs in the last 7 months. And I am fucking stoked on it because it's something that people really want. And I know that. And that helps me build self-assurance. When I did the lead magnet post, it's up to like 500 comments or whatever. There's 175 people registered for the workshop today. That's good. Like, I'm fucking pumped on that shit. Like, I'm stoked on that. And people want it. People are like, yes, give me the thing. And so every time I see somebody say, yes, give me the thing, that's self-assurance. I get to build the self-assurance knowing that people want what I'm selling. People want the knowledge that I have. People want the results that I have. And that knowing, that is opportunistic poise, right? Is that I know that I've got what you want. And that feels good, right? When you go into a launch, it shouldn't be a guess, right? Like, oh, well, I hope my audience wants this. Like, in Wondermind, I have these like really cool launch strategies that are broken down. And yeah, there's like, you know, post this here and post that there. But really a lot of it comes down to how you are building the launch process itself, because wax on, wax off, as you build the launch process and doing your market research and finding out what people want in your audience and how you can deliver it and titling and doing all the things, you're also building self-assurance throughout the whole process of actually doing it. The action builds self-assurance so that you know that people want your shit. And when you know that, when you step up to the launch plate, it's like, you know, I mean, imagine this, right? Imagine you've never played baseball. Okay. You've never played baseball. You've seen it on TV. You get have a general premise of it, but you've never actually held the bat in your hand, right? And you have to get up to the plate at the fucking World Series with everybody watching, and you have to get up there and get pitched to. Does that sound like a good time to you? Or does that sound like you want to fucking throw up in the dugout, right? That sounds fucking awful. But if you are a badass baseball player and this is your fucking thing, this is your calling, this is what you love, this is what you do, it's who you are, you feel it in your fucking bones every fucking day. When you step up to the plate at the World fucking Series and the crowd is fucking roaring and screaming your fucking name and you're up to bat, it's not nervous that you feel, right? It's opportunistic poise. I could hit this out of the fucking park right now. That is the feeling that you want stepping up to the launch plate. And you don't get that from not fucking being in the arena, not putting yourself on the fucking, in the fucking game, right? Like, you get to be out in that environment when you build your launch strategy so that when you do step up to the plate, you're ready. And you feel that calm, steady ease that comes in where your mind is like, bitch, we've got this shit, right? You get to feel that feeling and where adrenaline serves you instead of fucking turning you into a nervous puking mess. So the launch today, okay, I have it all teed up. I'm talking about closing in the DMs. I'm pitching Wondermind with the intention of selling nonstop. And this is a strategy that I've been kind of testing out. I just tested it out at my last event. It was the Vampire Pony Party. At Vampire Pony Party, I did a soft pitch, what I call a soft pitch. I just kind of like lob it over the plate a little bit, like no big deal, right? I soft pitch nonstop in order to sell Groupie to Goddess. And I did sell a couple. I sold, I think two, three, four nonstops, and then like five or six Groupie to Goddesses, and had a $30,000 week, right? Like, And it was easy. Like, it was easy. It wasn't this like big buildup. I wasn't scared. I didn't have all the adrenaline or the nerves. Like, I just went in there and did what I do best. And I fucking help people, right? Like, I help them to build their groups. And like, I'm really confident in that because I know that my group is bomb and I love my group and I love showing up for my audience. And I feel like other people can do the same because I can show them how to do those strategies, right? Like, and I feel really comfortable delivering that and it feels good. So today I'm pitching Wondermind and full transparency, as always, full butthole. I'm pitching Wondermind today and I only have one spot left because I opened up 9 spots and I opened them up to people who are already in my programs in Nonstop and Groupie to Goddess. And I opened it up to them first, gave them first right of refusal, and 8 of the 9 have already sold. So there's not a lot of pressure going into this launch. Okay. It's already been won. Even if I didn't sell the last spot, like I'm pretty cool on fucking 8 people coming into my mastermind, my high ticket mastermind. I've already made it. I feel pretty good. I have closed $76,000 in the last 17 days. So I feel pretty fucking good. November's been a good month. So I'm ready. I feel fine. I'm good going into this. And I'm going to do something a little bit ridiculous today. And I guess it's not that ridiculous. It's just a little bit, but like I haven't pitched a big dog yet. Like I have pitched, you know, I've closed at 10K. I've got that under my fucking belt, but, Wondermind is going up to $27,000 in the next launch series. So, which won't be for a couple months because I'm going to deliver to these guys first and get them through the ringer. And I've got some systems to build and all the things. Right. So Wondermind will be going up to $27,000. And for this launch, it's at 10K. But since I sold all the spots already, I don't have that pressure, right? So I'm going to do something crazy and I'm going to sell one spot, and not the last spot. I'm going to allow that spot to stay at 10K, but I'm going to offer the 10th spot, right? So the 9th spot can go at 10K, but I'm going to offer up the 10th spot, and the 10th spot is going to be for $27,000 so that I can practice pitching at this high level. And I'm going to give lifetime access. You'll get one call a month with me for, you know, the rest of the lifetime of the program, which is dope, right? Because next time I launch Wondermind, it's going to be $27,000 for 6 months for 6 fucking calls, maybe 3. I haven't decided yet. Maybe 3, as I'm adding support coaches to the system right now. So it's a really great fucking value and it's badass. And hello, I've closed $76,000 in the last 16 fucking days. Like $27,000 ain't shit. It's worth it, bitches. It's fucking worth it. And I know it's worth it. It's like, have you guys seen that episode of The Office where like Michael goes in and quits and like comes back to the office and he's telling the story and everybody's like, Pam like looks at the camera and she's like, he finally has a story that we all want to hear. And he knows it. That's how I feel right now. Like, I know that I've got the thing that everybody wants and I'm excited about it and I'm excited to deliver and I know it's worth it. So it's easy, right? Launching gets to be fucking easy when you have that self-assurance, right? And that's what my programs sell. Like, that's really what I sell, right? Is self-assurance. Not, I mean, strategy is strategy and we need strategy, but strategy ain't gonna fucking do shit for you without self-assurance. You have to have it. You get to have it, right? You get to fucking have self-assurance and feel really aligned and feel really good going in. So I'm pretty pumped to pitch this thing. And I'm not going to give away the piece of it. I'll save it for another episode. But I have a fun little name that is going with this $27,000 unicorn package because of a certain bet that I have running, but we'll do another episode about that one later. We'll do it after the fact. I want to know if it sells first so that I could have once the story one way or the other, right? Give you guys the full expose. But I'm excited to pitch it. And you know, I've got my song, I've got my fucking jam going on. And I feel good. I feel good going into it. The Like a River song, if you ever watch the inside scoop on Galen Hook's choreography on this, she really gets into like this concept of coming from the inside, like pulling from your inner self, like because the choreography is so expressive. And she says this line about stillness, about how you always feel like you have to be moving And you can't just stand and be still because you feel exposed and vulnerable and like that you can't hide behind the choreography if you're just standing there. And so much of this choreography is this like stillness that sings, like you can feel it like vibrating. Like how can you feel the vibration of stillness? Oh, it's fucking hot. It's fucking sexy. And she fucking slays it. And if you go watch that fucking YouTube video about the inside scoop on it, because you'll get it. You'll feel what I'm talking about because the choreography is so poignant. It has this tangible, like you can taste it. You can taste this shit. And that's how it feels when you're in launch zone, is like you can fucking taste it. It is so visceral. It is so real. You're so in the zone and so in the flow pattern that you can feel it even in stillness. And that's fucking sexy. That's fucking sexy. And so that's why I chose this song. I kind of give the full breakdown inside of Wonder Mind, and we talk about this quite a bit, so you can figure out your song and your vibe and your launch ritual so that you can set yourself up for fucking $60,000 launches. I had one of my clients this morning. She's in launch series 2. She did day 1 yesterday and she fucking killed it, by the way. It was so fucking impactful. Like seriously, she's a beast. And I cannot wait to see what this fucking girl does. Like it's that feeling that like, you know, like I know she's going to fucking knock my numbers out of the park. Like I know she's going to be better than me. She's fucking 10 years younger than me. She is going to fucking slay it. It's like to see the package opening, that flower unfolding, like seeing that, I'm so pumped for her. Like she did such a good job on day 1, yesterday, but she messaged me this morning and she was like, how did you feel like when you sold out Wonder Mind last time? And I was like, I told her, I was like, you know, I knew that 4 of the 6 seats were going to go. Like I knew it. And I had a fire launch to deliver. Like I was doing rocket launch strategies for rapid results. And like, I knew I had a thing, right? Same thing. I had a fucking ton of people registered for the workshop. Like everyone was like, yes, we want the fucking thing. Like it was lined up really well. And I knew I had something next level to deliver. So I was in the zone and I knew that 4 of the 6 were going to go for sure. But when all 6 went in fucking seriously 5 minutes after the live, I was like, oh my God. And then like, I didn't realize that I needed to set up a button on the funnel to like stop people from buying it. Like, so I actually sold 10 of them on accident because I didn't know what I was doing. The learner curve, right? So I sold 10 instead of 6, which I really totally didn't have time in my schedule for. I had to open up some slots. You live, you learn, you do the things. But, you know, you set yourself up for a $60,000 lunch. I had a $60,000 lunch and I felt aligned. I felt like I was in flow. I felt like I had my feet in the dirt and I had that visualization in my mind, just like I did when I was a kid, when I was getting ready to go up on Beam, just like I did when I was, you know, in bartender land, stepping up to fucking compete in cocktail competitions. Like I knew I had the feeling that I was going to get up there and slay it. And, you know, winning sure matters, but it was really like performing to the highest level of my ability. Like that's the feeling. That's what flow feels like, is performing at the highest level of your personal ability and knowing that it's always going to fucking improve, right? All right, guys, I'm going to jump off because I got a fucking launch to slay. So, you know, do the things, take your fucking pants off, go be a real unicorn, be your fucking true self. Get comfortable being uncomfortable in the motherfucking stillness.
Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants. For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.